Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket, the show that gives you unique insights, unbridled honesty. And producer Jake, as long as he's awake, we're going to have a whole lot of fun in the process. We talk about medium shirts and coaches of yesteryear, and also our favorite team that nobody wants to talk about, Colorado, but we'll get to them. But we got some text via the text line. Ladies and gentlemen, I need to be better. I want to hear more from you folks on a more consistent basis. I need to be better about reminding to send in text and reading the text. So, Jake, do we have a couple of texts, and what do they say?
Yeah, let's head over to the Starter Heyman Jewelers text line. We've got a few thoughts here. 3789 chimes in. Awesome to have you back in Lincoln, Adam. Keep up the great Husker coverage, good sir.
Thank you.
We got a text in here from 6045. The best defense is one standing on the sideline.
So, hold on. Pause. My wife called me. She's like, our son sent in a text to your text line. That's kind of what prompted me to look at the text line. Again, I just need to do it more often. Jake, this is your fault. I'm going to blame you. You got to remind me more often. All right. If something goes wrong on the show, it's you. If it goes right, it's me. Let's just get this straight. This is how this works. All right. And she's like, Jacob sent in a text. And so I was like, all right, what's it say? So what did it say?
It says the best defense is one standing on the sideline.
That's hard to argue. I tell you what. Anytime an underdog's playing an opposing team with an explosive offense, what do the commentators or analysts always say is the best way to upset them? Control the ball, control the clock, keep that explosive quarterback, typically that explosive offense, off the field. Okay. A lot of validity to that point. All right. Jacob is highly intelligent. Obviously gets it from his mom. What's next?
Nice. Wet Blanket chimes in. Why, with essentially the same offensive line and same running backs, with a better passing game, did Nebraska's run game get worse? Does quarterback run game make that much of a difference?
So I get this a lot. Because our run game, we were close to 5 yards per carry, number two rushing offense in the Big Ten last year. Now we're 3.9 yards per carry, nowhere near the top half. And what I get a lot, and I've talked about this before, but I have never been specifically asked about the quarterback run game. It's just been pointed out to me, but never in a question form. So it gets pointed out to me a lot. Hey, Adam, we don't have the quarterback running the ball. And so the question is, how much does that affect? Is it more on the offensive line? Did we just get worse at running the ball? Was it because we don't have the quarterback running the ball? Here's what I'll tell you. The offensive line is not blocking. I mean, I was trying to think of a different way, a nice way to put it. The offensive line is not run blocking very well right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we couldn't run the ball on Purdue. That was the straw that broke, that was the last of the straws for me. And ever since then, I've been like, this is unacceptable. Purdue was the worst run defense in the Big Ten Conference. I don't know what they've done since. Oh, you know what they've done since? They went out and they lost to Wisconsin 52-7, who doesn't have their starting quarterback or running back. So I doubt if their run defense stats got any better. So I feel pretty safe in saying they're the worst run defense in the Big Ten still. And they were 130th out of 133 teams in all of FBS. And we couldn't run the ball on them. I put out a post on all my social medias. Hashtag cheap plug, Facebook, X, finally stopped calling it Twitter, Instagram, even TikTok, and said, we're playing the 130th run defense in the country, dead last in the Big Ten. I'd like to request more runs. And I got bombarded with fans saying, and they were right, by the way, are you watching the game? There's no holes. And I was like, you're right. I guess I'm just frustrated that there's no holes. I'm not arguing with the fact that there were no holes. The bottom line is the offensive line is much better at pass protecting this year. Exponentially better. Had to be that way with a true freshman quarterback. I didn't realize we'd digress in the run game so much. 3.9 yards per carry. Couldn't run the ball on Purdue. Now, as far as the question pertaining exactly to how much does the quarterback run game not being a part of our offense this year affect the run game? So again, you have not heard me speak in totality. I have not talked about total rush yards per game. I have not talked about total rush yards on the season. I always come back to yards per carry. because we're throwing the ball more often. Our yards per carry has gone down. So the quarterback run game is not a part of the repertoire, not on a consistent basis at all. I remember one 15-yard run I think Dylan had versus Northern Iowa. The kid can run if it's wide open. He's got the ability, but not part of the repertoire on a consistent basis. That's fair to say, and that's okay. Keep throwing the ball the way you have, Dylan. Don't change a thing, man. Just keep growing, getting better as far as throwing the rock downfield, slinging that thing. What I'm going to say is we could not throw the ball last year. We had no real threats at wide receiver, with all due respect. We were starting a kid who's insanely talented, but is redshirting this year. So you think he was ahead last year of where he is this year, where they wanted to redshirt him? As talented as he is, he needs time. That's okay. I redshirted, and then we're all redshirting. I didn't start for my first 2 or 3 years at Nebraska. I think I was a sophomore when I started. That's okay. So the wide receivers weren't creating separation. We weren't great at pass blocking. We struggled throwing the ball. There wasn't a whole lot of people to throw the ball to or time to throw it. So we had to run the ball. So in totality, our rush yards should be up per game and the season. Yards per carry, when you're way more predictable, I'm telling you right now, our yards per carry should not have gone down, because we can throw the ball. We run the ball 52% of the time, throw it 48% of the time. It was like 2-1 last year. We're talking like 67% to 33%, if not a little bit higher. My point is, when you run the ball, it should be way less predictable. They can't stack the box. I would have put 9 guys in the box last year, cover 0, no free safeties deep, and I would have gone man-to-man, and I would have said, beat us throwing the ball, because we're going to stop you running the ball and make you throw the ball. That's what I would have said last year. They can't do that this year. We have threats on the outside. We got big targets at tight end that are even better than they were a year ago in Fedorney and Berkshire. The offensive line can protect better. We have 4 talented running backs. 2 guys seem to have kind of emerged, maybe. Emmett Johnson, Dante Dowdell. So my point is simply this. The yards per carry should be higher because it's less predictable, and when we do run, the lane should be there. Just because we're not running as much, that's why I go to yards per carry. Spent way too much time on that question. Anything else?
Oh, it's just interesting. Going back and looking at the stats, too, I just noticed Harburg. I forgot that Harburg led the team in rushing last year.
Yes, he did. That's never, I don't want to say never good. It's rarely good when the quarterback leads the team in rushing. But here's the thing. It's a consistent theme at Nebraska. Adrian Martinez did it for years. Luke McCaffrey, the few games that he started, was our leading rusher at quarterback. It's not a good thing when it's consistently your quarterback. I don't even care if you're Army, Navy, Air Force. It should not consistently be your running back, or your quarterback. I'm sorry. It should not consistently be your quarterback. It should be one of your running backs.
Big news. Wayfair's end of season sale is here. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on home finds in every style. This is your last chance to score end of season savings. And it's happening now. Did we mention fast shipping on everything? Don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off now through September 2nd.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right. Any other questions?
Not so far.
Did I take up all the time? All right. What's the number again?
424-645-685, the Sartor Hamann Jewelers text line.
Send your questions, comments, thoughts, concerns, or otherwise. I love engaging with the people. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Ohio State, Oregon, number 2 versus number 3. Ohio State's about a 3.5-point favorite. That's pretty impressive. You go on the road, you go 2 time zones to a top 5 team in the country. One of the noisiest, most difficult places to play. Not one of the largest. I would argue, though, I Michigan Stadium is 110,000. Not that loud. Autzen Stadium, 55,000. Louder. It's the way it's built. And frankly, it's the fans in the stands are kind of crazy. All right. Michigan people are a little bit more suit and tie. And there's nothing wrong with that. But they don't tend to be quite as vocal and loud. And you're a 3.5-point favorite. That tells you what people think of Ohio State. I'm going to tell you right now. I think Ohio State's going to play Oregon, the Big Ten championship game, in a rematch. I think they're going to win that game. I think they're the best team in the country. You can argue Alabama's as talented, Georgia's as talented. And I've said this even before either one of those teams lost a game. The difference is Ohio State has veteran talent. Look at Michigan last year. Veteran leadership on that team. They were the 14th most talented team in the country, talent composite ranking-wise, yet they were the best team in the country. Washington, again, veteran talent. In this day and age of the COVID eligibility and guys playing for 5-6 years, that's ginormous. That extra year or two. And you accumulate a roster full of these guys. It's a ginormous advantage. Ohio State is the most talented roster with a bunch of veterans on it. That being said, well, before I give my official prediction, I kind of gave it away yesterday. Oregon, you look at some of the specifics in this game. Oregon is number 6 in the country in getting after the passer, pressure rate. Ohio State's offensive line, a gigantic question mark coming into this season. Ohio State's offensive line was. That was the big question mark in Will Howard, who's still a question mark. And so is the offensive line. They haven't played anybody. Akron, Western Michigan, you're not going to learn a lot there. They also haven't opened up their playbook. I doubt if Chip Kelly was sitting there, ooh, let's do this to Akron and Western Michigan, you know, and show Oregon and everybody else what we're doing, with all due respect to the schools. Ohio State's offensive line is the number one offensive line in the country right now. Haven't played anybody. But right now, when it comes to protecting the quarterback and not allowing a high percentage of pressure rate. You look at Ohio State and Oregon as a whole. The last 2 years, they are 1-2 in the country as far as point differential. In other words, they beat their opponents by more amount of points than anybody else in the country. They're 1-2. Oregon's offensive line was thought to be a strength. I was one of those people. We haven't seen it yet. I was one of those people. They looked like a Big Ten team playing out in the Pac-12 a season ago. Now they look like a Big Ten team in the Big Ten. And their offensive line was going to be one of the strengths of their team. And it hasn't looked great so far. Again, outside of Boise State, they haven't played a bunch of high competition. You could argue this is a bunch of, well, Oregon hasn't seen this and Ohio State hasn't seen this. And, well, neither team's seen a lot of things just yet outside of in practice. We're not privy to what happens in practice, in totality anyway. So there's going to be a lot of things that probably get exposed because it's the first time Dylan Gabriel is going to see a defensive backfield, the best defensive backfield in the country. Caleb Downs, probably the best safety in the country. Preseason All-Americans, the 4 secondary players, 2 DBs, 2 safeties. Ohio State had 2 of the 4. Preseason first-team All-Americans. Dylan Gabriel is going to set all sorts of records. NCAA college football career passing records from yards to touchdowns if he stays on pace by the time this season is over. The secondary at Ohio State's not seen a quarterback like that. The quarterback at Oregon, Dylan Gabriel's not seen a secondary like that. It's all over the field. It's the first time both these teams are going to see a lot of things this year. So you can say, hey, this team hasn't seen this. This team hasn't seen that. So to me, it's a prove-it game. There's probably going to be things exposed about both teams. There's no team this year that just looks like far and away the best team in the country. Not just far and away. Here's what I'm going to say. Will Howard, the quarterback position to me, traveling 2 time zones, where the Big Ten teams that have traveled 2 time zones or more this year are 1-7 out of the 8 times this happened this year. 1 win, 7 losses. Autzen Stadium. And Will Howard is a running quarterback. He's adjacent to Kyle McCord passing-wise, I believe. I don't think he was an upgrade or a downgrade. He's adjacent to, but he's a better runner. He hasn't run much this year. He hasn't had to. I'm excited to see what they do with him in the run game. Quinshon Judkins, best back in the SEC last year, transfers in. Travion Henderson, the best back in the Big Ten, because Blake Corum left and Donovan Edwards isn't, I don't know. He's not even starting right now. I don't know why. So he's probably the best back in the Big Ten that's returning anyways, all in the same backfield. Then you got a 6'4", 235-pound quarterback who can run. They haven't shown it yet. I can't wait to see Ohio State's first drive and what that looks like. Oregon has 5-star defenders all over the field. I'm going with Oregon to win this game. I don't think they're the better team. They have not looked like even a top 4 team so far this year outside of when they thumped their in-state rivals, Oregon State, who's a part of the mighty Pac-7 or whatever that conference is now. I'm taking Oregon because of the travel, the home field advantage, the fact that I think the margins are so razor thin in this game. I think Oregon's going to put Will Howard in some sort of a position. He's thrown interceptions in 3 straight games to lesser competition and less tough environments, and he's going to be forced to pass the ball at some point, which he hasn't had to do yet this year. And if he proves me wrong, I can live with that. because I want a Big Ten team to win a national championship, and Ohio State's our best opportunity right now. But something tells me Dylan Gabriel versus Will Howard is going to be the difference in this game. And Oregon's going to put Will Howard in a position he hasn't been in this year, and there might be a big mistake at a big moment, and Oregon comes out and wins this game. That's what I've got. All right. Colorado, Kansas State. We got time?
Nope, we don't have time.
We got to go to break?
We could probably go to break. And then
it's a great teaser anyways.
It's a nice tease.
It's a great teaser anyways. When we come back, Colorado, Kansas State, Ishtar Sanders, underrated. And then we will predict Texas, Oklahoma. We will also predict USC, Penn State, LSU, Ole Miss. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kidde products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money.